Hachette Audio presents The Bridges of Madison County, written by Robert James Waller and read by Mitch Greenberg.
The Beginning. There are songs that come free from the blue-eyed grass, from the dust of a thousand country roads. This is one of them. In late afternoon in the autumn of 1989, I'm at my desk, looking at a blinking cursor on the computer screen before me, and the telephone rings. On the other end of the wire is a former Iowan named Michael Johnson. He lives in Florida now. A friend from Iowa has sent him one of my books. Michael Johnson has read it. His sister Carolyn has read it, and they have a story in which they think I might be interested. He is circumspect, refusing to say anything about the story, except that he and Carolyn are willing to travel to Iowa to talk with me about it. That they are prepared to make such an effort intrigues me, in spite of my skepticism about such offers. So I agree to meet with them in Des Moines the following week. At a Holiday Inn near the airport, the introductions are made, awkwardness gradually declines, and the two of them sit across from me, evening coming down outside, light snow falling. They extract a promise. If I